般若波罗蜜多心经，观自在菩萨行深般若波罗蜜多时，照见五蕴皆空，度一切苦厄。舍利子，色不异空，空不异色，色即是空，空即是色，受想行识亦复如是。舍利子，是诸法空相，不生不灭，不垢不净，不增不减。是故空中无色，无受想行识，无眼耳鼻舌身意，无色声香味触法，无眼界乃至无意识界，无无明亦无无明尽，乃至无老死亦无老死尽，无苦集灭道，无智亦无得。以无所得故，菩提萨陀依般若波罗蜜多故，心无挂碍，无挂碍故无有恐怖，远离颠倒梦想，究竟涅槃。三世诸佛依般若波罗蜜多故，得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提，故知般若波罗蜜多是大神咒，是大明咒，是无上咒，是无等等咒，能除一切苦，真实不虚。故说般若波罗蜜多咒，即说咒曰：嘎得嘎得帕拉嘎得帕拉桑嘎得波利梭哈。好，接着我们要念我们今天的课功德本颂。英文法本93面。功德本颂，唯愿加持令我先善见，于诸功德之本恩惠主，如理依止是乃道之根，然后精进恭敬成依止。唯愿加持令我先体悟，一次所得此善有暇深，难得有益，然后不间断，昼夜升起取其精华心。唯愿加持令我先念思，生命飘摇犹如水泡沫，迅速即为死魔所摧毁，并且确知黑白业诸果，事后跟从应如影随形，然后令我事时不放逸，众恶中连小罪皆断除，并且成就一切善法具。唯愿加持令我先认清，世间圆满诸过众苦门，不可依赖享受不厌足，然后勇猛追求解脱乐。唯愿加持令我善巧用，由彼清净心灵所引发，正念正知极大不放逸，主修教法根本别解脱。唯愿加持令我先观察，诸母有情同我落有海，然后暗习殊胜菩提心，复合救度众生之重担。唯愿加持令我先善见，若仅发心却于三种戒，不屈修持不能成菩提，然后精进勤学佛子律。唯愿加持令我心流中，熄灭于诸妄境之调举，并且如理四察真实意，迅速升起止观双运道。唯愿加持令我于共道，修成法器随令顺利入诸圣中最殊胜金刚圣，彼具善缘众生正精度。彼时加持令我真确知，所谓清净誓言及律仪，乃是成就二悉地之本，宁可不顾生命护守之。于是加持令我先通达续部精要及二次第心，然后遵照圣者之教诲，坚定勤修四座瑜伽法。唯愿加持令我诸如是开示圣贤道之善知识，如理修行道侣皆长寿，并愿内外障碍尽平息。唯愿世事不离真上师，唯愿随时享有圣正法， 并于地道功德圆满后，迅速证得金刚持果位。
This we do short meditation, okay, before the talk.
同样的，我们在开始之前，先做一个简短的观修。
So, maybe we do breathing meditation first. So.
我们先修观我们的呼吸。
So, I was talking this morning to the class, and also practice of forgiveness. You know, practice of forgiveness. How to forgive?
Oh, yeah. 所以早上呢，早上的那一个乐林乐法热呢。上师曾经开示过怎样修行原谅对方。
So here, so idea is letting go, you know, let go the whatever unhappiness, let go whatever anger we have, let go.Whatever negative emotion we have, you know, letting go that.
所以呢，这个修行的方法呢，就是要学会放下，放下呢我们心里所感到的不愉快， 我们心里所感到的愤怒或嗔怒，把这些不好的情绪呢放下。
What do you call after get angry, then you hold on that. What do you call? What the English word?
Grasp. Grasp on it.
Not letting go.
It.
No?
Hold on to it.
Grasp.
Hold on to it.
Yeah, grasp. Grasp.
G-R-A-S-P. Grasp.
Okay. There's some word I thought.
Grasp. G-R-A-S-P. Oh, you hold a grudge.
Grudge. Grudge, where you put all your emotion. No. The idea is that, you know, we get angry with someone, for example. Then, you don't let it go, you know. You just keep holding there, you know. Day to day, month, year, until the death, you know. We just hold on that, keep thinking that, holding on that, you know.
比如说呢，你对某一个人呢感到生气呢，可是呢，你只放在心上，一直紧紧的放在身上。每一天呢，每一个月呢，过了一天，过了一个月，过了一年，直到老死。
So, of course, if we can stop, very first moment, if we can stop the anger, you know, the anger doesn't arise, of course, that's the best option. You know, you are a very patient person, then of course, anger doesn't arise, you know.
如果呢，你个真心的不生气呢，当然呢，你确保他不生气当然是最好，因为可能呢，你有这个安忍的心哦，所以你的真心不能生气。
So, because of we don't have enough practice of patience, then anger arises very quickly. You know, any small condition, anger just arises. You know, because of lacking the patience. You know.
如果呢我们的修行的不够的话，修行的不到家了，我们的嗔心呢就能很快很容易的升起，只要很小很小的缘呢，具足很小的缘呢，它就能够马上爆发，这是因为呢我们没有修这个安忍的心。
So I think last class I was talking about the patient, you know, practice of the patient. You know, if you are not patientThen easy to anger arise. You know, once anger arise, you look deeply, what's the problem, you know. Immediately, the first thing, immediately, your mind is disturbed. You know, it's very clear, you know, when anger arise. First thing is disturb your mind. You know, it's very clear.
所以呢，上一堂课，上堂课我不在啊。是另外一个师兄跟你翻译的，所以呢，上堂课呢，就是仁波切有跟你们讲到安忍哦这个课题，就是说呢，如果我们没有修这个安忍的话呢，我们的嗔心呢就很容易升起，就当遇到一个很小的因缘呢，很小的那个情况发生的话，它却马上爆发。这样首先呢，它就干扰了你的内心的平和，啊，你的心就烦了，烦了，所以呢。所以中文我觉得很好，他直接翻译，这叫烦恼。一清二楚，不用解释的。
So, then of course, when your mind is disturbed, of course, then, because of that, then of course, your appearance also changes immediately.You know, first man anger arises so quickly without second, your of course appearance also change. You know,
当你感到心烦的时候，那个人有烦恼的时候，我们是可以看得出来的，对吗？因为呢，相由心生啊，你烦的时候呢，你的那个外观就会显示出来，那你就看到了。这样在几秒钟，你看到他的脸就变了。
Okay. Our Chinese classes, I talk about that, about the patient anger. Last class, no.
所以上堂课讲到这个对不对？我没有办法回答的，因为我不在。
Just before one, Kelvin, Alan.
Not Kim Ho. Kim Ho not around.
Kim Ho went holiday. So.So I mean, that, you know, then your appearance change immediately, you know. So, if you're patient, you know, your mind is not disturbed by anger, you are patient. Then your mind is calm. The point is, your mind is very calm. If your mind is calm, your appearance looks different, you know, pleasant.
所以呢，如果我们的嗔心升起呢，我们的面的相呢就会跟着改变哦。你可以看到很清楚的看到。可是呢，如果我们是一个很有耐心的人，就普通的华语我们讲耐心，佛教我们讲我们有安忍，我们有能够修安忍的话呢，我们呢就不会因嗔心，我们的嗔心就不会升起。我们嗔心升起的话呢，我们就不会有烦恼。我们心不烦呢，我们心就不会动。我们心不动的话呢，我们的面相啊就会保持平和，和颜悦色。
So I mean, this is the.What called the appearance of oneself? You know, when you're angry, then your appearance or your look is the product of the anger. You know, production of the anger, your expression look ugly, scary. You know, so it happened. So, but.A problem, not only that, but somebody see who is next to you. Immediately, they get scared, disturb their mind. You know, so like that.
所以呢，我们通常讲面由心生。所以当我们感到当嗔心升起的时候呢，我们就可以看到嗔心所产生出来的那个面相，哦，所以呢，你整个面相呢是很丑陋的，令人感到害怕的。所以呢，坐在你旁边的人，如果他有看到的话，他会吓了一跳，也很害怕的，可能还会逃走。哦，福建话讲“相”嘛。哦，像包公，你看 ，like Justice Pao， you know Justice Pao in Chinese history a very famous judge. He's born very black. He says his face is always black. 宋朝。
OK. So.So like that, then immediately, you know, the point is immediately was nearby you, surrounded nearby you, all these people are just, you know, because of your anger.
所以呢，这个嗔心啊，它是一念嗔心升起的时候，你就可以马上变脸了。它的那个。速度啊，他的那个速度是非常快的，所以坐在你旁边的人呢，也可能就可以马上感受到了，会感到哎，他也会 跟着和被你烦了，因为你的无明火也烧到他了。
So here, so can understand your negative emotion, your negative mind can how the negative mind harm other. You know.
所以从这个例子呢，我们可以清楚的看到哈，我们的烦恼哦，对我们。不好的情绪啦，讲不好的情绪的话，也能呢直接的伤害到别人周围的人。
So then, so because of your negative emotion, you have this expression. Then you are the one who create the condition of the problem. You know.Creating new condition for the problem, you know, whoever nearby you, you know, there will be immediately some kind of negative experience, also the experience, you know.
所以呢，因为我们的烦恼呢，所以我们产生了新的因缘呢，就是新的因缘，让新的问题呢也跟着产生。它是好像个恶性的循环这样，所以呢，它就接着呢就制造了负面的情绪、负面的经验。
Then of course, whatever you look, you know, there's the two, three people next to you. I mean, you don't see them as a pleasant, you know, because what you are, what your mind is that.So exactly like that, you see the object, you know, nothing pleasant, you know.
所以呢，当这个嗔心升起的时候呢，它会影响到你周围的人呢，跟说你周围两三些人，因为呢，你的那个心呢被嗔心包围了，所以你看到那个外境啊，全部都是不愉悦的。
So like that, you know, then, because it's coming from your own mind, all this unpleasant what you see is the basically your own mind created. But we don't see that, you know, then we think that, oh, all this, you know, what you see unpleasant, they think they are the one who make you unhappy, you know. They are the one who create itMore problem for you, you know. You see unpleasant. Then you don't understand it's your coming from your mind. But you immediately you blame to the object. They are the one who give me the problem, you know.
所以呢，当我们发生这样状况的时候呢，我们并不明白哈，我们这个不愉快的外境的显现，我看到外面全部都是哎呀不好的，其实这是由我们的心造作出来的。因为呢，因为我们当我们被我们心被我们的烦恼包围啊，包围的时候呢，我们会觉得哈，是外境外面的那些人啊，外面的东西哈，他们呢让我感到不愉快，他们让我呢很生气，哦，他们让我就处处为难等等。所以，可是我们不明白这样的显现哦，在外面外境的显现，是因为我们的心的造作，我们的心的显现。所以呢，我们一直把这个问题呢，一直指向外面，指向外面是外面的那些人，外面的情况等等。
Then of course, when you communicate, same thing. When you are not happy, angry.You want to say something, even your friend. Of course, your word is no more, no more nice word there. Somehow, your word is very strong, or whatever it is, you know, become very, not the nice word. You know, then you talk, then again, hurt other, you know.
所以当我们感到不开心的时候，我们感到生气的时候呢，这样就算呢我们那时候要表达要讲一些话，可是呢因为我们嗔心的缘故，嗔心在背后推动的缘故，这样我们讲出来的话，可是那些话呢讲出来也不太友善哦，那用词呢可能很强烈，可能很尖酸哦，所以呢讲出来的话呢也不是有意的，可是被嗔心推动，所以讲出来的话也会伤害到别人。
So like that, then of course, when you say the word doesn't become pleasant, of course, what are you expecting from the other? You know, other person reply back you, there's no pleasant. You know, of course, how you talk, he talk back, exactly that kind of word. You know.
所以呢，你讲出来的话呢，也不太中听了，不太中听。如果当你很生气的时候，这样别人听到你的话呢，当然也不会感到开心啊，他心里也不感到开心
啊。So, okay, so what kind of you are ugly play, ugly face show to other? So that kind of reflection, the person will show that kind of exactly like that back to you.
当然你不开心的时候呢，你的脸呢也是很丑陋难看的，这样别人看着你呢也会有同样的反应。
OK 啊，You understand what I'm talking?、
所以大家明白 Kenrum 君在讲什么吗？
Falling asleep 啊，
吃完了饭会比较爱睡了哈。
Maybe having good nap after the lunch, you know?
Yeah. That's a way to live.
Huh? Mm.
Nap after lunch.
Do you sleep after lunch, you people? No.
你们有没有午睡的习惯？没有哦。
没有。Only teaching you.
就上佛法班的时候才会午睡
啊。
Sarah, Sarah Monastery, after lunch they take nap.
Now, when you are in monastery, we used to take nap after lunch, everybody take nap about 1 hour, some 2 hours.
Even, 这个要不要翻译啊？就在寺院里面，其实他们吃了午餐，他们通常会小睡一两个钟头。
So, what I'm talking now?
Napping time.
So like that. So here, so the point is how our negative emotion, you know, how our anger or negative emotion create the problem, you know, unhappiness for other, for yourself.
所以这里呢，我们可以从刚才的那个例子很清楚的看到啊，这个我们要讲的重点就是，如果我们烦恼生气的时候呢，比如说我们很生气了、嗔怒了、嗔心生气的时候，它会帮我们制造很多的问题，它会引发很多一连串的问题，不只是给我们自己带来不快乐，我们周围的人呢也会因为会被我们的烦恼给烧到，也会感到很不开心。
So it's good to understand that, you know, good to understand all the problem, unhappiness is, you know, created by your own negative emotion mind. the cause of the problem, cause of the unhappiness. The root of the problem is your own negative emotion mind.
所以呢，我们如果能够清楚的了解，看到这点呢，是非常重要的。你看到呢，我们所有的烦恼，或者讲白一点，我们所面对的问题，其实它都是源自啊，它的来源呢，去找的话，都是因为我们的负面的心啊，负的心，不好的那个心态呢，所引起的。像佛教的用语呢，我们叫妄心。他们就用了一个字叫妄心，所以呢，妄心呢是我们烦恼所有烦恼的根源。所以呢，因为这个妄心升起的话呢，我们就被烦恼给包围住了。
So like that, when you say enemy, yeah. So when you say enemy, this is my enemy, that is my enemy. You know. So, but you look deeply. This all enemy is created by your anger. You know, all this enemy, what you label it, is creation of your anger. You know.
所以当我们的妄心升起的时候呢，我们就会出现所谓的敌人。我们敌人或者这个这不是我的朋友啦等等。好，就比如说你妄心升起的时候，你想他是我的敌人。好，他为什么？可是如果你进一步去分析的话，这个他是怎样出现的话，这样你可以分析讲，诶，其实呢是由我的嗔心和由我的烦恼啊升起的时候呢，他们就变成他我的敌人。
So,This is the important to understand. You know, in reality, all enemy is creation of your own anger. You know, your anger creates the enemy. You know.
所以这样的进一步这样的去思维去分析的话呢，我们就可以发现事情的真相。这实相是什么呢？实相就是这些所谓的敌人呢，其实是由我的嗔心或者我的烦恼或者是我的妄心呢制造出来的。
So, this kind, to recognize this thing is the wisdom, you know, that called the wisdom, to recognize that. You know, all your enemy is created by my anger. You know, if you understand that, so that means you have wisdom.
如果你能这样去分去思维，能得到这样的结论，看到这样的东西的话，你就会明白，诶，所有的敌人其实呢都是假的，都是由我的嗔心呢制造出来的。你如果能够这样明白的话，你就有智慧了。
So, if you don't understand that, then you don't have wisdom.How intelligent you are, how knowledgeable you are, how intelligent you are, it doesn't matter, it doesn't solve the problem, you know, without wisdom.
所以呢，如果你不明白的话呢，你就是一个没有智慧的人。所以不管你在世俗方面你是多么的聪明啊，哇，好厉害，好厉害，可是呢你还是一个没有智慧的人，因为呢，你不能真正的去解决问题。
So, so you look deeply. So, when there's no anger in your mind, when you are practice of patience, if you don't have it.You don't have anger in your mind. Anger doesn't arise in your mind. There's no enemy. Everything is friend. Everything is pleasant.
所以呢，你如果深一层的这样去分析啊，去想啊，去思维，当你没有这个烦恼的时候，当你没有这个生气的心态的时候，没有这个嗔心的时候呢，或者当你能够修安忍哦，你的修安忍有成效的话，这你的嗔心呢就不会生气， 你的嗔心没有升起的时候呢，其实呢，你就一个敌人都没有，好像每个人都是你的朋友，哇 ，friend， 哦，你都觉得哎，好愉快呀，哦。
So it's extremely important, you know, whether Buddhist or non-Buddhist, doesn't matter. Point is that to understand, you know.
所以的这一点呢，你能够这样去分析去修的话，或者这样去做了，也不要讲去修了，这样去做的话，做得到的话，这点是非常重要的。不管你是否认为自己是佛教徒，或者你不是佛教徒，都不用紧的。
So said, when you are patient, you are so pleasant. When you are pleasant, your appearance look pleasant. So same thing, your speech, when you talk, when you act, also pleasant. Then, because of that, so whoever is there next to you, nearby. Of course, when you talk, it's pleasant. When you look, it's pleasant. So because of that, you know, everything also reflect back. You know, when you smile back, also they smile back. You talk nicely, they will reply nicely. You know, then wherever you live, you know, this environment become very pleasant.So that means you are very pleasant all the time, you know.
所以同样的，如果我们能够安忍的话呢，像我们整个人呢、啊，就会显得很平和，很平和，很安详。这样我们的相呢就会变得很好，很愉悦，别人看了呢也是会很平静，会很平静，感到很舒服。这样呢，你的整个相呢好的话，你所讲出来的话呢也不会伤到别人，你讲出来的话也是很柔和的，很柔和，语调很柔和的。这样你做的行为呢，做出来的东西呢也是会让人感到舒服的。这样你自己感到开心，你周遭的朋友，你周遭的人和你相处的人和你遇到的人呢，他们也会感受到这样的正能量。所以呢，当你跟他们微笑的时候呢，他们也可以报以微笑跟你微笑。当你跟他们很心平气和的讲话的时候呢，他们也会跟你很好的说回去哈，回答你的问题。所以你所处的整个环境呢，会就变得很愉悦啊。而且是，如果你时时刻刻都能保持做到这个样子的话，你的环境啊，所处的环境啊，就会一直都是非常愉快、称心、满意的。
So when you look like that, you know, you meditate or you think, you know, you think how the patient, you know, if you're patient, so this will happen. So then, I mean, that gives so much happiness to others.So point is that, again here the point is, you are able to give so much happiness to others, you know, by practice of patience, you know.
所以如果你能够真正的做到安忍的话，真正做到通常我们佛教徒讲哇修啊修啊，我们能够修安忍的话，如果其实你能够做到的话，你这样去思维啊，去分析，你能够做得到的话，哦，这样你可以想象哦，将来什么东西会发生？哦，你看你这样做的话，哦，你的身与意啊都很调和的话，那你周遭的朋友呢，周遭的人呢也会感受到快乐。所以如果你能够做到啊，做到安忍啊，有一个安忍的心的话，你会为别人啊，其他的众生呢，带来很大的快乐。
So like that, so when you, I mean, we play big role, you know, to make happy to other or to make unhappy to other. We are the big, we play the big role there, you know.
所以我们从这里我们可以了解呢，我们其实扮演一个很重要的角色。什么角色呢？为别人带来快乐，或者是我们可以选择为别人带来痛苦。
So don't think I'm small, you know. Whether angry or not, whether happy or not, doesn't make difference. Don't think that, you know. We make huge difference. So everybody have big responsibility there to make happy or unhappy yourself and other, you know.
这样的有时呢，我们都会很谦虚，或者我们会贬低自己。哎呀，我哎呀，不是很重要的小人物啦 ，kingura small fry。哦，我们讲自己觉得自己要把自己变得很渺小，这样。这样其实呢，如果我们感到开心或者感到生气而不开心的时候呢，它对我们呢周围的人呢，其实影响是非常非常大的。哦，只是我们很喜欢。把自己讲得很小很小这样哦啊，其实我们的影响力是很大的，是很大的，所以每一个人都有很大的责任的。
哦 ，OK，
同意吗？
同意吗？不同吗？同意吗？啊、
嗯，到底定点 very important。
Must understand that how important yourself. The point is that.
所以呢，我们要明白，其实我们呢，每一个人都是很重要的。
So again, of course, to make other happy, of course, in order to make other happy.Less suffering for other. Of course, first you have to make yourself, you know, to make other people happy. First, make yourself happy. You know, yourself is not happy. That's impossible. You know, to make other happy, you know, impossible. Yeah.
所以呢，我们如果要使别人感到快乐，为别人带来快乐，减少其他众生的痛苦的话呢，我们首先呢，自己呢，要。懂得怎么样得到快乐，使自己快乐。如果自己都不快乐的话，怎么可以可能为别人带来快乐呢？
How to make 快乐 your service? How to make other 快乐？
我听到有点怪。No. 哦。I don't know how to translate if your sentence is half English, half Chinese.
Then we make full Chinese.
Oh, okay.
我的快乐是 what?
Andy 帮我翻译了，谢谢。我们要扮演一个好的，把自己的角色扮演好，才能给别人带来快乐。OK， 谢谢。
So. So, but our problem is we don't understand that, you know. We never understand that, the reality, how the enemy happened, how the problem happened. We don't understand the cause of the problem, you know. So, normally what we understand, when it's angry with someone, then you never think that.You play the part, you know. 100%, the other person, he's the one who make you angry. I am perfect, you know. He make me angry. He's the enemy. I have nothing to do. I am pure, perfect, you know, patient person, you know. But this make me angry, you know. See, the object is the cause for your anger, you know.Nobody would believe that, you know. enemies over there who create a problem to you. You know, we see that, we believe that. Reality is not like that.
所以呢，通常问题的产生是我们不明白事情的真相。通常呢，我们都认为呢，哦，是因为那个人哦，那个人不是我的朋友，那个人是我的敌人啊，他那边呢才是问题的根源啊，他就是产生问题的，他带来这样多问题的。比如说，当我们对一个人生气了，对某一个人生气的时候呢，通常我们都会想呢，都不会去想哦。其实呢，我也有份参与，我也有一份的。就是说，这个问题的产生呢，其实我也有份的。通常我们就说，100%都是外面那个人，外面那个人呢，让我感到生气。因为呢，我是完美的，我是没有错误的啊，错是他吗？不是我吗？对吗？那错都是他吗？是因为那个人这样。所以呢，其实呢，我是一点错都没的，我是完美的，我是啊，这件事呢是不关我的错的。所以呢，通常都是外面外境啊，外境那个人。就是他，所以是使我呢有这个烦恼，所以他是这个我的烦恼的根源。所以呢，我们通常把矛头呢指向外面，就是说我的敌人就在那边啊。哎呀，太过 drama 了。
啊，Korea drama。
嗯，K-pop 和 J-pop。
So, therefore, we need the wisdom. So, point is that we need the wisdom to find out what is the root of the problem. You know. So, this is very, very important. Be mindful, understand, then mindful on that. You know.
所以呢。这样的情形的发生呢，就告诉我们，我们需要智慧。因为呢，智慧是什么呢？因为我们要进一步去想，去分析，哎，这个问题到底是怎么样来的？哎，我们的烦恼到底是怎么样产生的？所以呢，当我们有这个智慧的时候呢，我们就有一个正念。
So again, I'm saying here. So when you see the enemy.You know, oh, this person creates so much problem. You know, that doesn't stop there. You know, but once you have these enemies over there, you know, somebody that you can pinpoint, enemies there. The basis on that, of course, your mind, your mind, which is basis on ignorance.A basis on your ignorance comes the intelligence. You know, supported by ignorance, then intelligence. Then your mind let think so much on that object, you know. This person, this, he hurt me this way, that way. There's so many reasons you are ignorant, intelligent. Think so much on that. Then that make your anger.Very strong and solid again, you know.
所以呢，当我们看到哦，当我们的嗔心升起的时候，我们看到那个人就讲哦，那个人是我的敌人哦，这样呢。就是他哦，带给我这样多问题啊！这些问题全部都是由他来引起的时候啊。可是呢，我们并不会，我们的这个心啊，还会继续哦跟着走啊。就是我们一直会把这个矛头呢指向哦，指向外面啊，外面的那个人。这时候呢，我们的烦恼啊，我们的心呢已经被这个烦恼包围住的。这个烦恼其实就是无明。为什么我们叫它无明呢？因为当我们这个烦恼盖住我们的心的时候呢，我们就看不到东西啊，我们就没有智慧的。不是说智慧不见了啦，我们智慧被这个无明给 遮住了，遮住了，所以它就不能起作用。所以呢，我们这个无明啊，被无明遮住这个心呢，就一直指着外面呢。哎呀，这个人啊，他做这样，做那样啊，那样啊，你懂啊？啊，这样那样啊，做一大堆。哎呀，都是这个人呢， 啊。所以呢，我们的心呢，就会被这个烦恼在牵着走。就一直被他牵着走，你越想越多哦，你的嗔心呢，你的烦恼啊，就那个火就越烧越烈。你的那个嗔怒的心的烦恼呢，就变得更加的强，更加的深。
So then, you know that you making, you know, this object very stable, you know. Then same time you make your anger very strong, stable, you know. Within you are a lot of this intelligence with.Based on the ignorant, you know, your intelligence make support that, then become very strong, you know, then never let go, you know, with your own reasoning, you know, based on ignorance, so then we make this anger very strong, stable. And then it's very difficult to let it go, you know.
所以呢当我们这样去想的时候，一直越想越多。我们通常都很喜欢回想啊，讲往事啊，都回想这种东西。这样我们就把麻都指向外面，这个外境啊，哇，这个敌人哦、啊，哇，这样你想想，哇，就变得非常坚固啊，哇，这个敌人是坚不可破的。这样同样的，那个外境越来越坚固的话，你的那个嗔心哦、啊，就越来越盛，越来越强大。这样你有分析了，你讲、啊、这个他做这个，所以这样的，其实是你有分析了。可是这个不是用智慧来分析，这是用那种自己的聪明啊。可是这是没有智慧的，是被无明包围的那种聪明啊，去进一步去分析啊。所以有时候我们是很厉害的，我们是很被分析的啦，只不过不是用智慧去分析而已。所以当你这样去想的时候，这样去加强去巩固啊你的嗔心呢、啊，让你的嗔心更加炽烈的时候，你就很难放下了，你就放不下了。
So again, here the point is, you can see the whom you call enemy, the person. This object become extremely powerful because, as I mentioned.Why this become so powerful? Because of your intelligence, basis of ignorance, that make object of anger, that such a person become very powerful, you know.
所以呢，当嗔心嗔火烧起来的时候啊，这样你看看你的那个外境呢，你就把那个人当作是你的敌人，这样呢你这时候啊，你的心是被无明所左右的，所以这个无明啊，就会给予你这个外境的敌人一个很重要的重要性，把它当作是个大人物来要、哦、他是这样的。
So, you know, very powerful. You know, the object become very powerful. For example, of course, even just hearing this person name irritate you.Even just seeing the person irritate you, your anger immediately arises. Just hearing them, seeing them, you know, even seeing the picture, you know, your anger immediately arises. You know, the object becomes very powerful. Who makes this powerful object? Your own mind, you know.
所以这时候呢，这个外境啊，其实就好像变得非常非常重要的，对你来讲是非常非常重要的。所以当你听到嗯这个人的名字，哇，你的那个心呢就开始烦了，你火就烧起来了。哦，那听到名字就是说，但你要看到那个人的那个火烧得更大了，更旺了，哦，旺。好，所以你会看到，诶，你这个外境呢，就是这个敌人呢，好像非常对来讲是很重要、很重要的人物。其实这个重要性呢，是因为你的心呢，自己的心去造作的，是你的心呢，把它变得这样重要。
So you understand what I'm trying to say? The point is I'm trying to say is that Our mind makes the object. Before, not powerful, but when you superimpose with your ignorance, then you are the one who make this illogic reason in your mind. Because of that, this object become powerful. You know, because you are the one who make that. Nothing to do with the object, but you make this powerful. You know, then because of that, that must disturb your mind. You know?
所以这里要讲的是什么呢？我这一直这样讲来讲去，讲来讲去，就是什么呢？就是因为这个境呢，外境呢，其实是由我们的心呢去造作而显现出来的。所以我们讲境由心造。哎呀，华文太简单了，相由心造，境由心造，都是同样的心。那是什么心造呢？是我们的妄心去造作的，显现出来的。所以呢，这个重要性并不是因为这个外境啊，这个外境啊，外面那个人那个外境呢，它特别重要，而是由我们的心呢给它这个重要性。所以呢，这个外境呢变得非常强而有力啊，是我们强而有力的对象。那为什么呢？其实是因为我们的心去造作，我们的心让它变得这样重要，所以呢，我们的心呢就会感到烦恼。
So this is very important, you know, very important to understand, you know, recognize that, understand that, you know, try to understand that that real problem, real unhappiness is coming from your own mind.All this problem is made by your own mind, you know.
所以呢，我们要都能够看到这一点。那看到这一点呢，我们进一步去分析呢，我们要去进一步去了解。这了解这一点呢，我们要把它记住，要记在我们的心里。所以这一点呢是非常非常重要的。这样你就可以这样的去分析啊，就是看到、明白。记住，然后呢，我们就可以发现，哎，其实真正的敌人呢，是来自我们的内心。为什么呢？因为我们的烦恼呢，是由我们的妄心呢造作出来的。
So then, when you understand that, you know, all problem, all the happiness, all the problem is coming from own mind, the positive mind.Give you all the happiness. The negative emotion mind give all the suffering for oneself and other. You know, to understand that.
所以呢，我们从这里我们就可以明白，我们所有的快乐呢，都是来自我们的内心，我们内心造作出来的。我们所有的问题、所有的烦恼呢，也是来自我们的内心。所以我们正面的心呢，可以带给我们快乐，也可以带给别人快乐。我们负面的心呢，我们所有的这些烦恼造作，可以给自己带来痛苦，也可以给我们周围的人带来痛苦。
So, this the, so once you understand that, you know, then, of course, when you see that clearly, then you are able to see that letting go your anger.Because anger is the cause of all the problem. The negative emotion, such as anger, is all the root of problem. Then you let it go. You know, letting go the anger. So then, that's the, once you let go that, your problem immediately disappears.
所以呢，一旦我们明白，我们真的去明白的话，明白这一点的话呢，我们可以很清楚的在我们的心里呢看到它产生的过程，然后它真正的罪魁祸首是在哪里的话呢？像比如说我们的嗔心啊，哦，我们有嗔心的话，我们真正能够了解的话呢，我们就能够把我们的嗔心给放下。这样的，因为什么呢？因为我们蛮明白到我们的烦恼啊，无论是贪嗔痴，它所有的根源呢、啊，其实都是因为我们的心呢去造作。这样，如果我们明白这个心造作的心是一个妄心的话呢，我们就能够放下。我们能够真正放下的时候呢，我们的烦恼就会马上消失。
So like that. So the point is that letting go anger. letting go negative emotion is extremely important. You know, you don't do that, you don't practice of that, letting go the negative emotion, such as anger, then keep holding on that, grudge on that, you know, daily life, you know, life to life, every day, every week, every month, every year, until the time of death, you hold that unhappiness. So then, continually you are unhappy, you know, bring so much unhappiness all your life.
所以呢，放下我们的嗔心，或者是放下我们的烦恼，任何一种烦恼呢，学会放下是非常重要的哦。所以我们就要学会安忍等等。因为如果我们不去放下，不学会放下的话呢，它就会一直哦，一直存在我们的心里。那不管是特意还是故意，你会执着于这样你的那个烦恼。这个烦恼如果没有放下的话，它就一天一天在你的心上，每一天，然后过了一天。天天过去，又过了一个星期，一个星期过了一个月，这过了一个月，过了一年，年年岁岁月月，直到老死。所以，当你死亡的时候，你还没有放下这个烦恼的话，哇，你可以想象你那一生哦，你会过得多么痛苦啊！他就很痛苦了。
So like that, so point is like that. That's kind of, you know, the grudge, whatever you have, unhappiness or angry, then you grudge on that, hold on that, bring.That anger with your mind together after the death. Then problem is, doesn't stop there. After you die, you take rebirth. Of course, this anger, the energy of the anger, energy of negative emotion will continue with the mind. You know, that will continue up to the next life, you know.
所以呢如果你一直执着没有放下你的烦恼的话，你可以想象你就把这些烦恼啊、这些嗔心啊，全部这样过了一生，然后带进你的坟墓里面。哎，可是故事还没有完呢，因为它会继续下去。为什么呢？因为呢，在下一生呢，因为我们都相信有来生，在下一生呢，这些烦恼、这个嗔贵啊、这个愤怒的心的力量哦。它会持续了，所以在下一生里面呢，它会慢慢的显现出来，继续，它一直保持在留在你的生命的相续里面，哦，它在那过后就会起作用了。
Okay, so then like that, so this strong negative emotion, you don't let it go, you carry on with you until time of the death. Then this will, the energy, the negative energy, will go together with your mind.Of course, then the power of the negative emotion produces another unpleasant, ugly, scary rebirth. You know.
所以呢，如果我们的这个嗔心啊，强烈的嗔心没有放下的话，这样它是会留下像种子一样留在我们的心识里面哦，在我们心识里面继续增长。这样它会形成一种力量，只要因缘合的话，它去爆发它的作用，那时候呢，那个丑陋啊，令人害怕的作用啊，就会显现出来。
So, you know, just give example. You know, just then you take rebirth of like scary rebirth. You know, like ghost. You know, ghost. You know, ghost. Yeah.
Which is our spirit?
Spirit, yeah. So, you may take that kind of rebirth, you know, I mean, as that kind of rebirth you may take. I mean, depending on how powerful negative emotion, anger you have, so that kind of rebirth will take, such as spirit. Then, of course, when you see the spirit, why people are scared? You know, I mean, first place they don't see, but if they see,All get scared. Yeah.
Would the spirit scare of themselves when they see themselves? No, nothing. 你看，所以呢，这样的烦恼的力量呢，不只是在这一生影响里啊。比如说啊，举个例子，在你有嗔心的话，你嗔心呢，你没有放下的话，在下一生呢，你可能投到 恶道去，你可以变为这个厉鬼哦，厉鬼啊啊，厉鬼。这个厉鬼呢，每个人看到都会觉得很害怕啊。
你说
啊，穿刺一个人
啊，这里说啊，
打出打出打出，买的东西啊 ，seven months coming， 七月到了，不要看了呀，不要看到啊，打出打出打出。
So is this strange, you know? I mean, of course, we, not everybody can see the spirit, but just hearing the name of the spirit, you know, we get scared. Yeah? How powerful they are. You know, just hearing the name of the spirit, you get scared. No mention, you see. No.
所以呢，其实是很奇怪的一件事了。可是并不是每一个人都可以看到鬼的，对吗？厉鬼啊，什么鬼啊，不是每个人都可以看到的。可是呢，这鬼呢，其实会让人感到害怕。光是听到他的名字，哇，鬼啊，鬼啊，哦，每个人都会感到害怕，自动感到害怕。所以你想想，这鬼啊，他这个本身啊，他的力量是多么大的，哦，不用看到，听到就会害怕了。
So like that. So this, you know, you look, not, you know, you look the long term, you know, life to life, you know, how much you harm other sentient beings, you know.So, because your own negative emotion, you don't control how much you harm the sentient being. This life, life to life, of course, you know, become yourself create all these things, you know, problem for others also, you know.
所以呢，这样的去思维的话，因为佛教徒啊，通常我们不讲今生，我们看到来生很多生的，我们要有长远的目光嘛？这样用长远的来看呢，如果我们有烦恼的话，我们不去调伏，这样通常我们现在用语，我们讲去控制了，就是调伏。我们没有调伏我们的烦恼的话，比如说这个嗔心的话，它不只是这一生呢，会给我们带来不快乐，它是生生呢。过了这一生，这一生就过了下一生，它不但会能够伤害你自己哦，也会伤害到你周围的人。和周围的众生啊。
So, so I mean, this is important when you look deeply, you know, when you look deeply, you know, our negative emotion, numberless of sentient beings, you know, if you don't control.
所以呢，如果我们能够真的有去想去分析，用智慧来分析，不是用无明来分析，用智慧去分析的话，像我们看到呢，我们的烦恼的绝对呢，我们要去做一点东西，我们去对治我们的烦恼。因为如果我们不管它的话，让我们烦恼继续下去的话，它受影响的不只是这一生和下一生的生生来生，所以它会影响到不只是自己，它会影响到很多很多的其他的人，很多很多的其他的众生。
So therefore, we go back to foundation good quality. Please bless me always to be careful. Yeah, the word that please bless me always be careful.To abandon even the slightest negativities.
所以今天我们又讲回功德本颂第四段第四个偈颂。所以呢，他第四个偈颂讲：众恶中连小罪皆断除。你有没有看到？就是这个意思。所以你读这句的话你要用这个来分析啊。
You see, please bless me.To be careful, you know, so that means mindful, you know, and negative action. Then, even if you create the smallest negative karma, you know, be mindful on that. To have this mindfulness, you know, asking Guru Buddha, please bless me like that, have this mindful, you know.
所以呢，我们看到这个第四个偈颂，可是这个华文和英文是有点不大一样了。哦，因为英文有 "Please bless me always to be careful"， 这华文是没有的啊。所以刚才呢，他讲的时候，我突然间傻掉了，哎，找不到了，找不到。不过其实他就讲了唯愿加持，所以就说，当你每次念这一段，你去思维的时候啊，你思维的就加持啊，你的上师在前面的佛菩萨在这边加持你哦，放光加持你这样。所以其实你是可以这样做的，这样做啊。It's in the English, but it's not in the Chinese. Please bless me to be always to be careful.
Don't have.
No, don't have. It's implicitly implied in the Chinese.
Don't have.
Not directly. No, don't have.
Don't have, please. Don't have.
Don't have.
Bless me.
Don't have.
Bless me also don't have.
Huh?
Maybe different sentence.
Oh, 可是不是 bless me. 不是 bless me. Bless me 有加持、祈祷的意思。这个中文里面没有翻译。没有翻译出来，所以呢，可以谢谢，谢谢，可以这样想了，就令我时时不放逸，令我时时不放逸。放逸呢，就是英文讲 not careful 了，就是什么都不管了，不差了，就去做不管它，就不放逸。所以就表示呢，就是我们的心呢，如果呢。去造作的话，我们如果放逸的话呢，任由我们的心去造作，通常呢，我们就会造作这些烦恼，就以烦恼牵着去造作这个恶业。所以呢，我们要提起我们的正念，你提起你的正念的时候呢，你就会时时不放逸。提起正念的话，你就连最小最小很小的那些恶业呢，你都不会去做。这样当然你可能觉得哎呀，我讲提起这样真言很难的，我是凡夫。所以我们是凡夫，我们就可以向佛菩萨提起。所以我们在做这样如理分析的时候，我们讲哇，他的罪恶好大，这样我们应该怎么办，要有真言，可是我又没有真言。我们就时时向佛菩萨提醒，然后呢提醒他们令我时时不放逸。
So, I mean, when you read the sentence, the sentence is very short, you know, but abandon even the slightest negativities. Very short, you know, just one sentence. The point is that, you know, you have to mindful from the small nishkama. Understand, you know, then mindful on that and try to let it go immediately. You know, that's the important. You don't let it go, then you don't think nothing problem, you accumulate.Become very powerful. I mean, just such as anger become powerful. You know, then you look how much that harm life to life. You know, so that's the reason. So from a small negative or anger arises, immediately mindful and let go. You know, so that's the important.
所以呢，这一段呢，第四个偈颂讲的是放下。这放下呢，是放下我们的烦恼。所以呢，他这个偈颂呢，其实就短短的两句话，是非常短的。只是它的重点就是，我们应该连最小的恶行呢，都应该断除，不去造作。这样能够断除不去造作的话呢，我们就必须要有正念，因为正念呢，时时护持着我们的心呢，让我们知道哦，这个是很罪恶，虽然很小。所以呢，如果有正念的话，当那个最小的恶念升起要去造作的时候，你应该当下放下。如果你在那个时候当下放下的话，哦，你就没有问题了，你就能够成就了一切善法去了。所以呢，可是如果你放任不管的话，讲哎呀不用紧了，反正很小的嘛，很小的恶念不用紧的，它却慢慢的滋长，慢慢的生，这样它就变得越来越强大。比如说当你有这个称念称心升起的时候啊，他会在慢慢自己想啊、哦、这个妄念妄心想一想，就把它变得越来越大、哦、年年月月岁岁日日。所以呢，它不只是会影响你这一生呢，它会影响你的很多很多的未来生。所以这就是它的 怎么讲呢？就你是这样去分析，因为这样的缘故，所以呢，连最小的恶念升起的时候，当下那一刻，你要就要把它放下。
So just before the center, pointing the palm and definite conviction, you know. So I mean, can be related to what I'm saying there, you know. So pointing very, very, you know, definite conviction on that.How the anger, you know, how the every problem, enemy, include enemy, all the problems created by your mind, you know, and how that harm to others, how that harm to yourself, you know. So finding the root of problem is your own mind, you know. So finding this conviction, you know, all this kind of negative emotion. So therefore, always mindful.Even the small negative karma, negative emotion arises, then abandon, try to abandon that.
所以呢，根据英文的，英文是 finding firm and definite conviction in this. 这个华文的翻译就是事后跟从犹如影随形，就是你所造作的黑白业果。他并不会在这一生就完了，而是在下一生继续，好像影子跟着人一直走的，他是不会自动消失的。如果你没有做任何东西，他是不会自动消失的。所以当你知道你的烦恼，如果你什么都不去做的话，他会跟着你，一直跟着你的话，你得到了这样的结论，得到了这样的定解的话呢，这样你就会有这个正念，你就提起了正念。就是说呢，你任何的最细微的烦恼呢，你就不会让它升起，因为你明白，当你的嗔心升起的时候，当你有觉，当你的心造作出一个敌人的时候呢，你会明白，哎，这其实是来自我的心，这些烦恼呢是来自我的心，是我的心去造作出来的。这是你的心造作出来的，这不是问题嘞，这问题是。这样造作的心呢，不只是会伤害到你，而且会伤害到其他的人，你周围的其他的人，而且不只是这一生，而且是会很多很多生一直跟着你，一直在伤害着你，给你带来痛苦。而这些痛苦的根源呢，你去追根究底呢，其实呢都是来自你这个造作的妄心，会带给你烦恼这个心。所以呢，你要阻止这样的妄心的升起，在它一升起的当下的那一刻，就算是最小最小的那一个恶念，你要不提起正念，马上制止它，不让它继续滋长，马上把它断除，马上把它放下啊，这才是重点。
So here, so the, when you talk karma, you know, so in simple way, you know, all this unwanted rebirth, the miserable rebirth, is due to your karma. But again, simply, you understand, due to your own negative emotion.Simple way that your mind, the negative emotion create all this unwanted suffering, unwanted rebirth, you know, suffer yourself, scare ourselves, is your own mind made that, you know, so must understand that.
所以呢，如果呢，其实这里讲的就是业果的道理啊。业果的道理呢，如果用很简化来讲了，就是说我们通常呢都不要投生到恶道去，那三恶道地狱恶鬼畜生道去。可是呢，为什么会投生到这三恶道呢？是因为我们业果，尤其是我们的烦恼所造作的业所带来的结果。而这个烦恼所造作的业呢，是因为我们的妄心而起的，我们的不好的个心念和恶念的造作而起的。所以我们这个妄心呢，让我们造作这些恶业， 引起我们的烦恼，作为恶业，让我们呢得到我们不想要的痛苦，让我们呢投生到我们不想要去的三恶道去。所以不只是让自己感到痛苦，让其他周围的众生呢感到痛苦，而且会感到害怕。而这些呢根源呢都是因为我们的妄心造作的缘故。
So like that. So, so same thing. You look such a positive mind, a virtuous mind, such as patient. You know. So when you have this practice, when you practice on patient, you know, even this life, you are very pleasant. You know, you don't harm other sentient beings. So you live your life like that. You know, until your death.So this patient, the energy of the patient, the virtuous mind, will continue with the mind. Then because of that, when you take rebirth, of course, you have pleasant rebirth. You know, so that means good rebirth, which able to, people don't scare when you see your appearance, a rebirth, human beings, God realm, like that.So when you see that, you don't scare, you know, peace and happy, you know, you feel like that. So this also happened because of your own virtuous mind. Come from your mind, from your good karma, so that means coming from your own virtuous mind, you know, so then you can give so much happiness for yourself and others.
所以我们可以看到呢，如果呢我们有一颗善心的话，我们就会去造作这个是善的业。我们的善心，我们讲善心，我们指的是什么呢？善心其实有各种各样啊，比如说是我们能够安忍，能够安忍，这个能够修安忍，这个安忍一种善心来的，或者我们讲我们有这个正面的心态了，也是我们用。平常的话语讲，就是我们有这个保持着正面的心态，就善的心态的话，比如说我们去修安忍，这样呢，它的效果呢是，其实别人看到我们是一个非常平和的人，我们是一个非常柔顺的人，所以呢，这一生呢，我们就可以过得很平和。如果我们能够继续这样保持下去，或者这样修下去的话，直到我们这一生呢完毕，这一生老死，这样的一个善的心呢，它会积累一个善的能量，这能量呢就会储存在我们的心的相续里面，这是看不到的，可是它会储存在我们的心的相续里面，这样它会把我们这个善的能量呢带到我们的下一生去，所以下一生呢我们会投生到一个美好的比较愉悦的地方哦，就是比较我们就讲三善道，就用佛家的佛教徒的话来讲，就是三善道。三善道，比如说人道啊，或者天人道啊。像我们如果变成再继续成为人道、天人道，别人看到你也不会感到害怕哦，不好像三恶道啊，鬼啊，人家会很害怕的，对吗？因为看到你都会感到害怕。可是如果你投身到三善道的去的话，是人天人，要看到你哇，人家是感到很平和、很快乐的。你看。所以呢，你要讲到，诶，为什么呢？为什么能够有这样的效果？这是因为我们积累的善业，我们造作的善业嘛，因为善的能量嘛，所以是由善业来的。所以呢，有这个善业呢，所以呢，我们就可以投身到善道去，所以别人看了也不会害怕。我们可以又给别人，不止自己，也可以给周围的人呢，周围的众生呢带来快乐。这是源自呢我们的善心。
So like that. So, also the text, you know, accomplish all the virtuous deeds. So that's the meaning of that, that accomplish all the virtuous deeds. So here, and of course, when you say virtuous deeds, such as developing a patient, you know, then of course there are so many other virtuous minds, loving kindness, generosity. I mean, there's so many things. Giving morality, you know, concentration, wisdom. There's so many virtuous mind. So to develop that, you know, in your mind, you know.
所以呢，当你能够这样的去分析的话，哦，这样你得出来结论就是，哎，我应该造作一切善法。所以呢，这一个寄送呢，最后一句就是，并且成就一切善法具，就尽量的去制作造这个善的业。这样怎样去造这个善的业，积累了善的能量呢？就表示呢，我们平常就应该修这个善的心。比如说，我们可以修安忍心，让我们的安忍心呢，能在我们的心相续里面升起。我们可以修慈爱心，我们可以修慈悲心，我们可以要持戒，我们可以修定、修慧等等等等，这些呢都是善法具。
好。Okay, so so that so that's the saying by Gautama Master, you know. So so he said that Gautama Master said Mama Kanchi Tati Lila this.So point is that what you have done in the past life, look at your present life. Look at your present life, yeah.
Oh, 所以呢，葛当派祖师呢，就曾经讲过这句话，欲知前世因，下句是什么哈？就看今世果。对，你今世所得的，你现在所享用的，就是你前世造作的因得来的。
Okay, you understand? So then now, chima kachu, that is similar to this. Understand?
预知来世果，就看你这一生造作的了。
So point is, where you will be going to the next life, where you are going to the next life.
看我懂造问了。
Look at your mind.、
Yeah. 哎呀，今天才懂，原来我懂造问了。开玩笑，所以预知前世因，就是看今世你所得的果报；预知来世果，就看你这一生新的造作。
So I mean, this is very, very powerful. I mean, can be advised by Gautama Lamas. You know, so simply, you know, you don't need to check anywhere. You know, you don't need to check.What kind of life I had in past life, you don't need to go and check anywhere. Checking that, what? Oracle, check to...
Mirror lady. Mirror lady. Go and ask the mirror lady.
You go and ask what's my past life. There's no point. It's very clear. They are predicted. Then I can, what kind of rebirth I'm going to check future. I mean, it's very clear. Look at your mind. No need to check. You check here, they say something. You check there, they'll say something.You check here, they'll say something, nobody says something. Yeah? So no need to check. Gautama Master advice very clear. Look at your mind. Your mind is patient, loving kindness, virtuous mind. That's it. Your report is confirmed. The point is that.
所以呢，这句话呢，其实是非常 非常有力量的，有分量的，都预知前世因看今世果，预知来世果看今世心。所以呢，这是葛当派祖师所说的名言。所以通常呢，我们都很喜欢去问啊，去问，哎，我前身呢、啊、是什么什么呢？不懂，我懂。我们这里有很多人问过。好，我们通常都会找一些很有力量的人呢、啊，哦，去问，哎，我过去生是什么啊？那就跟人家查查查哦。然后有时候我们也很喜欢问了、啊，哎，我下一生呢、啊、会去哪里啊？会懂懂，像佛教徒都有这样的疑问呢、啊。我下一生呢、啊，会被投生到哪一道去啊？我们就叫别人帮我查查查。通常你去问一个人呢、啊，他那个人就跟你讲，哦，哒哒哒哒哒哒哒。那去另外一个人，另外一个人又可以讲另外不同的东西，哒哒哒哒哒。所以呢，你也不懂到底哪一个是最准确，可能每一个都很准确了哈、哦。因为过去生可以很多过去生嘛，随便讲一个都对了。所以呢，葛当派的祖师其实就很聪明了。他们讲，其实不需要问别人的，你观察自己的心呢，你就懂答案了。答案就在你自己的心里。因为如果你的心呢是非常有你是一个非常有耐心的人呢很多事情的发生你都能够安忍的话，你的心呢通常都很慈悲的话，你很多慈爱慈悲心的话，或者你的心呢通常都是很善的，都是很正面的哈、哦，都是你都有一个善良的心的话，这样你的来世呢其实呢已经确定了，不需要再问了。
Okay, so
So Auntie is saying that so every day we must check our mind whenever we want to do something, check whether what we want to do is it virtuous or not virtuous.
Correct.
Auntie, 你又 jackpot 了。So,
so this is the important, you know, to understand that, and really need to understand that point. Then, if you understand that, then whatever you do the practice, you do meditation for that. You do prayer for that. You do prostration for that.
所以呢，我们要能够看到这一点，因为有时我们也看不到这样点。然后看到这一点，我们要明白哦，这个业果为什么要成就善法去？这样，当我完全明白这一点的时候呢，在我们在日常修行中呢，就会这样的去祈求。当我们在做我们的禅修的时候啊，或者静坐的时候啊，当我们向佛菩萨祈求的时候，我们做大礼拜的时候呢，我们应该祈求这样的东西。
Okay, so one is to understand that, you know, this is all unwanted problem and all this suffering.Which is something we don't want. The happiness we want is, I mean, basically is coming from on your mind. You know, that removing all the negative emotion, then the happiness is there, you know. So therefore, then, very beginning, of course, when you wake up, motivate that yourself to reduce the negative emotion. Motivate yourself. Put them, daily put effort.Do that. Then make a strong prayer, you know, so that I may be able to remove this. You know, this is the cause of problem. May I be able to remove that? Then put your meditation. Do your meditation there. So then you put this effort daily. Of course, then your negative emotion will be reduced. sooner or later can be removed from the root. You know, once you remove the negative emotion from the root, then that's it, you know. So you don't have any problem. No suffering, no pain. So,
so 明白这个问题啊，我们的烦恼，我们的问题是怎么来的，哦，这一点对我们来讲是非常重要的了。所以我们要明白我们所有的这些痛苦、这些烦恼都是我们不要的，像我们所有的快乐啊，都是我们要的。可是这个烦恼啊，这些痛苦还有这快乐呢，它到底是从哪里来的？它其实呢是从我们自己的内心造作出来的。所以既然是由我们的心造作出来的，这样呢我们就有能力啊，就在我们的自己的控制范围之内，我们就可以把所有的痛苦烦恼全部去除掉。因为是由我们的心嘛，心是由我们自己控制的嘛，所以就是如果要把这个烦恼全部去除掉呢，我们就要断除这个制造烦恼的心，所以我们就要断掉这个妄心。这样呢，当然也不是说我们要说断就断了，所以每一天当我们醒来的时候，眼睛睁开的时候，哎，我们就可以告诉自己，今天呢，我要尽量减少我的烦恼，然后我的心呢，这个妄心我要把它减低，这样呢，我今天呢就要用功啊，我就要发心了。发心呢，就是发这个身心呢去祈求。为什么呢？可能我们觉得自己的力量不够，所以我们就向佛菩萨、向三宝祈求。好，今天呢，真的能够帮助我把我的这个妄心呢给减低啊，因为呢，这个妄心呢，它会给我带来很多很多的烦恼。这个烦恼呢，会带给我很多很多的问题，给我很多的痛苦。这我希望。我发心，今天我能够把这些烦恼呢，一一慢慢慢慢的，一样一样的去断除，这样我们就可以开始我们那一天的修行了。哦，那天去修，所以呢，这样那一天无论我们做什么，就用这样的心呢去修持。这样，如果我们可以每天不间断的这样的去修行的话，就有持，持就是没有断的意思。每日不断修持的话，这样呢？我们要断除我们的妄心呢，只是时间迟早的问题而已啊。它记住，有一天它一定能够断掉。当我们断掉我们的妄心的时候呢，我们所有的烦恼、所有的负面的情绪啊、所有的负面的问题呢，都会全部断除掉。当它断除掉，烦恼断除掉的时候呢，也就是你快乐到来的时候了。因为烦恼断就快乐生，所以你就没有痛苦，就没有所有的一些烦恼了。
So when you say enlightened, you know, so enlightened, when you look, you know, sometimes we think like enlightenment, or Buddhahood, sometimes.Oh, I have this idea, you know, Buddha is somewhere in the sky, you know, far away, then we go there, then enlighten like that. But in reality, not like that, you know. When you are removed, I mean, what you have, all this anger, negative emotion, you know, when you remove all the negative emotion, you know, that there's no negative emotion, enlightened, it's just there.Within yourself, you know, enlightened not outside, enlightened inside within yourself. When you remove all this negative emotion, you know, even the seat of the negative emotion, you remove everything, enlightened just there, you know, within yourself, not outside, you know.
所以有时候我们就讲到，哇，这个人证悟了，证悟了。或者我们每次讲，哦，我要成就佛果，带领所有的众生啊，成就佛果。这佛果，我们有没有想过佛果是什么？通常我们觉得是啦，成佛很好。可是呢，和我没有关系。 你真正的想和你没有关系，因为我们认为呢，成就佛国证悟呢，是在远远的天边哦，这证悟在远远的天边，不在我们这里啊，在远远天边，可能呢，我们要去到那边哦，我们才能够断除所有的烦恼，才能够成就。我们觉得都是这样的啦，所以我们直接讲要成为佛国。可是呢，如果我们仔细去想，我们其实呢，我们还有很多的烦恼，比如说我们有贪嗔痴啊，这个嗔心呢还在我们的心的相续里面。其实只要把我们的这些妄心啊、贪嗔痴啊，全部都断除的话，这些东西全部都从我们的内心断除的话，全部都不见了，其实我们就证悟了，真的我们就证悟了哦。所以呢，证悟哦，证得佛的果位啊，证悟啊，其实就在我们的内心里面呢，它并不是在远远的、遥远的外面。
Okay, like that. So the idea is that you know your mind, your own mind, you know, just covered by all this negative emotion. You know, your mind is covered by that. When you remove all this negative emotion, no more there, your mind is very clear. That is the enlightenment.
所以呢，当我们讲到证悟的时候，或证道了，证道、证悟、证道，其实是我们的内心哦去证得的。现在我们的内心呢，被无明烦恼全部给团团包围住啊，所以我们没有看到。可是当我们能够哦断除所有的烦恼的话呢，啊，这个证悟呢就出现了。
Okay, so enlightenment, the Buddha is within yourself.You know?
所以呢，那时候呢，啊，你就成佛了。所以呢，佛在心中。
Yeah, no need to look outside.
莫远求。
It's inside.
佛在心中，莫远求。
Okay, so that's the talk about, We're supposed to do meditation then, huh?
Are we supposed to do meditation?
Then after forgot.
Oh, 对啊，刚才本来我们要做那个简短的观修的，对吗？都没有修到，我们就讲完了。
Okay, never mind. So, okay, you have question, then ask one or two, then we stop here.
有问题的话，有一两道问题可以发问。大家有没有问题？安迪，每个人都看着你。你有没有问题？可以问一两道问题。
安迪 cannot ask anymore.
自他相换。哦，你要学这个哈。自他相换。Auntie is asking how to practice exchange self with others. Don't learn. Auntie, 你问的是修心法，自他相换。How to practice exchange self with others?
You change your seat, good.Change your seat.
你换座位就可以了，就可以自他相换了。开玩笑了。不过你的问题现在半个钟头讲不完了。
就可以。
And he say, the time, because I say the time given.The time left, we won't be able to finish this topic, exchange self with others. Then he said, you can talk a little bit.
So, so, ideas here. So, normally we cherish ourselves so much, you know. We cherish ourselves, oneself, the most, all the time. We don't cherish other, like as you cherish yourself, you know.
其实这个自他相换法主要是对治这个真爱自己的那种心态。通常呢，我们都非常啊珍爱、珍惜、爱惜自己，我们不会用这样的态度、同等的态度去啊对待其他的人。
So here the changing self with others, so that means like that. So, developed the mind, you know, exactly how you cherish yourself, then try to cherish other like that, you know.
所以自他相换法的那个修心法的主要的目的呢，就是去锻炼去修我们的心呢、啊，修成怎么样的心呢？啊，珍爱别人有如珍爱自己一般。
Okay, so first try to cherish as you cherish yourself, also equally cherish other. You know, first that.
所以你要珍爱其他的众生，就好像你珍爱自己一样。
Then after that, deeper.After you reach that kind of level, even deeper, that you cherish other more than yourself, you know.
然后呢，如果你能够做到这一点的话，你在心里哦能够做到这一点的话呢，你可以进一步去扩展，珍爱别人呢超越珍爱自己。
Okay, once you do that, so that then that time you say, I'm changing myself with other.When you have this kind of meditation practice.
当你真正能够做到这一点的话，就是你很自然看到别人，你会珍爱他多你。这样呢，你就已经达到这个自他相换的境界。
Correct?
对不对？啊，对。You love or treasure others more than yourself.
Correct.
非常对。
That's the changing self with other. So that's the meaning is that.
所以呢，这是自他相换法的意思了，它主要的目的。
When you that, when you have this mind, then you become Bodhisattva. You know, Bodhisattva. I don't know what to call. You become Bodhisattva.
Yeah.当你这样的心呢，在你的心相续升起的话呢，你就成为真正的菩萨，可以拜你了。
Bodhisattva?
Yeah, can prostrate to her and give offering.
Okay. Then I mentioned before, then you become a small Guanyin Pusa. Yourself become a small Guanyin Pusa.
Small 观音菩萨，你就成为一个小的观世音菩萨了啊！可以拜你啊，供养了
啊？
还没有成佛
啊？
要烦恼断了才成佛啊！你忘了
啊
？He say become enlightened already. I say no, not yet.
That's why I say small.观音菩萨 I said, I didn't say big, that's why I said small.
所以哈，这心在你的心相续升起的时候，你就成为小的观音哦。所以 Cameron J 没有讲你是一个大菩萨哦，没有讲哦，是小菩萨而已。
like a thousand Buddha here, you see, you just have one arm.
所以你看观世音菩萨，你看不是有千手咯？那时候你只有一只手伸出来，啊，刚伸了一只手。还有999只手还没有伸出来。
Then after that you practice, then you have 1,000 eyes, 1,000 arms, you know. So then,
所以你要继续不断的修，这样你的1,000只眼睛还有1,000只手呢，才会完整的出来。
Okay, pray for that, 啊？
可以吗？所以你可以每天这样去祈求。
Then very good. Okay.
如果能够这样发心的话，是很好的。
Oh yeah. Any more?
Good spirit. 所以通常我们听到这鬼啊什么，或者看到，我们都会吓到半死啊。那听到就会吓到半死哦。所以呢，有就会通常这些鬼啊，我们通常都觉得他们是害人的，会伤害人。这样有没有好的鬼？有没有好的鬼？鬼还有这样分类的？好像所有的鬼魂都是不好的啦。通常我们在看电视啊，看电影啊，听人家讲啊，这样有没有好的鬼？啊，开心鬼，有人叫开心鬼。So are they good spirits like happy ghost? Angeline say got happy ghost or not?
Happy ghost.
Yeah.Because some film shows they have happy ghosts. They are happy to be ghosts.
I mean, of course, like human beings.Same, you know, there's good human beings, bad human beings, pleasant human beings, unpleasant human beings. So similarly, ghosts have different level. Good ghosts, bad ghosts, you know, like that.
Bad ghosts.
Of course.
Good ghosts.
Of course.
okay, 所以呢，就像人道的众生一样啦，有些人你看了齁，你会感到很平和啦齁，看了不会有什么特别的反应。像有些人看了你会感到害怕啦，或者看了就想要逃的。所以同样的鬼呢，鬼道的众生呢也有各种各样啦，各式各样。有一些是属于比较坏的，有些属于比较好的。
Of course, I mean, some ghosts are extremely powerful, you know?Very powerful. Amen.
像有些鬼呢是很有力量的，你看那佛经他们讲大力鬼。
Yeah, you make offering.
鬼
啊。
A very powerful ghost.
Yeah. Yeah. So powerful ghost. I mean, you make offering. You pray for them. You make offering for them. Okay, they give a lot of support for you. You know, I mean, some kind of ghosts like that.
像有一些鬼呢，比如说这些大力鬼啊，可能会有一些力量啊，或神通啊。像你去跟他拜拜啊，给他吃一点东西啊，跟他祈求啊，他可能会用自己的力量来帮助你啊。
Okay, so like that. I mean, for me, of course, ghost is a different realm, but they all have different level. You know, some are very powerful, but again, of course, they are exactly like human being. They are jealous, they are pride, they are ego.Totally under the negative emotion. Their life is like that. Then, once you don't do, then they'll harm. I mean, it's like that, you know, I mean, like human being, you know. You do good thing, they're happy. You don't continually happy. Do good thing, they'll be unhappy. Same thing, ghosts is like that. Not every ghost, but some ghosts are like that. So there's like, good, bad, you know. Some they harm, some they don't harm, you know, I mean, of course this,Hard to say. All ghosts are bad. Can't say that.
所以呢，就像人道的众生啊，所以呢，这个鬼道的众生有各种各样的鬼，可是他们和人类是很相似的。为什么呢？他们都有很多烦恼，贪嗔痴慢疑，全部都有。所以他们也是被无明遮住的。所以呢，这些大力鬼啊，大力鬼，如果你去供养啊、祈求啊，哇，你给他一些东西啊，他就帮忙你。可是呢，如果你停了不继续供养他们哦，这样他们可能就会伤害你。 因为你一直给他东西嘛，你不给的话他就会伤害你，所以呢所以当你给他好处啊，或者烧给他东西啊什么啊，他就感到很开心哦，和人类一样啦，有时候你帮助人啊，人家会很开心。可是当你要不去停止这样做的时候呢，他们就会来伤害你，所以呢所以他们也有这样的，他们还是属于烦恼的众生，所以有些鬼呢可能会伤害你，有些鬼呢当然他不会去伤害你，所以很难说他们全部的鬼都是一样的。
Yeah, but generally, of course, when you say ghost, then of course we all immediately see the bad, you know, scare, you know, just hearing the name, we scare. So like that.
可是一般上呢，当我听到这鬼的名字，听到鬼或者看到鬼的时候，我们都会感到很害怕。
Especially in the mountain, you know.In the mountain area, there are so many ghost stories. So many ghost stories in the mountain.
特别呢是住在山区哦，这是大山哦，通常在那边都有很多鬼故事的。
So you want to listen the ghost story, then must go in the mountain remote area, then I'll tell.Not now.
如果你要听到鬼故事的话，可以哦。天龙君是可以告诉你，因为来自喜马拉雅山的雪山哦。可是不是在这里告诉你，要带你去那个偏远的山区的时候，他才告诉你啊，那边有什么鬼故事。
And I'll tell the real story. All this, then you'll feel all ghosts pulling here, ghosts pulling there. Then you're scared. Then, huh?
Ghosts pulling here, pulling there.
When in the mountain, when I tell good story, then you can imagine, and then you're scared. Then you really feel your clothes is pulling from behind you.
所以呢，当你到山区的时候呢，若有机会的话，跟人们觉、天人觉在一起，他就会告诉你一些在山区的鬼的故事。他讲的时候，你会感觉，哎，好像有鬼在拉左边、右边拉你的衣服那边。哦，想不想啊？Cameron, she wants to go to a mountain to hear you,
yeah, okay.
hear your ghost stories.
Bring your group together.
你要带一群人去，带一群人，谁要的报名？Cindy 组织。
And suddenly there's something drop behind, like that. Your heart attack.
Run.
No,
所以你可能会觉得突然间好像有人在背后讲了
Not run, you become frozen.
Frozen, 跑不了了，可能你就听到声音你就跑不动了。
That's joking.
Real or not? She asks. Real or not? She asks. 真的假的？
Yeah, yeah, real of course.Ghost, if God doesn't exist, then different ghosts exist. Huh? You know, seven men coming soon, you know.
当然是啦，因为这个是这个世界上的是真的有鬼道的众生的。哦，你看我们华人都有七月鬼节嘛，中元节。
什么是大力守田？
Oh, she wants to know. Okay, I know already. I know your question. She wants to know about this protector. Is it a ghost? Is it in the first place? Okay. This protector, why is it not good? His Holiness Dalai Lama has said that when she went to Dharamsala to listen, His Holiness Dalai Lama used to say that he used to practice this protector, but now he stopped because of some problem. Then she wants to know what is the problem, why it is not advisable to practice this protector.
I think I'll tell you the ghost story first.
先告诉你的鬼故事了。这个阿甘达当，改期再讲。要排那个档期。
What?
No, she says she may not be free to come every Sunday. So can you say this? Can you tell us next Sunday?
I mean, one sentence I cannot finish. I mean, the two. One sentence I cannot finish.
Oh, 这个东西很复杂，不可以三言两语就讲完的，所以它不是这样简单的。
Okay, so like that, one thing is of course.You have to know whole story, 300, 400 year old story, you must know, in order to understand that. 300, 400 years ago, you have to understand that, you must have this whole history, understand the history, otherwise you don't understand.
因为这个问题呢，关涉到三四百年的历史，所以呢，这个三四百年的历史不能不能三言两语交代清楚。So he's asking whether Kirum J can actually explain this one day.
Yeah, 300 year old story. So, no, anyway, what I'm saying is, there's many books available. You read this Holiness website, is there clear?You go to FMD website, there's clear. His Holiness website, there's clear. There's many books available from His Holiness office. You read that. Yeah.
其实你自己可以去那个网站去看，在那个达赖喇嘛尊者的网站，那其实就有详细解释清楚。或在大圣法脉护持基金的就 FPMT 它的网站，他们也有解释而且有很多达赖喇嘛尊者的办公室也出版了关于这个护法的书，解释为什么他不再修。所以呢，这是整本书哦，所以你可以自己去请来看，都有的。She say, if Kamrum J tell us it's easier to understand.
It's not easy to understand at all. So that's why I'm not explaining. Not easy to understand, that's why I'm not explaining. Yeah.
因为其实真的不是那么简单的，不能很简单的去解释明白。
Yeah. So,
你的 offline 啊。你看不明白，你看了之后，你没有看。你看了吗？
我只是没有看我。
你没有看，你还问。你看了，你看有什么不明白，在你私底下再去问 Ken Rumshe 啦。因为不是每个人都喜欢，都会有这样的问题啊。Her question is, if let's say we don't have genuine renunciations and bodhicitta, we have not yet arisen it genuinely in our mind stream. So when we go and receive teaching, empowerments from His Holiness, for example, Kalachakra, is it true that we just receive the blessings only? We didn't receive the actual empowerment?
No, you receive it. I mean, of course you must have good heart. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Of course you must have single-pointed devotion to the gurus, the deities. Then when His Holiness is planned, then you think you receive that time. So that's how you receive the initiation.
你要知道你有没有得到这个灌顶，对吗？ 你得到了，因为只要你有一颗善良的心，然后呢，你对你的给灌顶的给你这个法的上师有信心的话，你有这个虔诚的信心的话，就你对你的上师有信心，你对你修的本尊有信心，然后你听法王达赖喇嘛尊者在解释灌顶的过程，你听他解释呢，这样你解释你有跟着尽量跟着做，然后呢，你在你的心的相信里面。 你这样认为，我已经得到这个灌顶了，你就得到了。
So you receive, yeah?
你得到灌顶了。
Oh, okay.
你还是要听什么故事？ <笑>你先去读网站。
Okay, so I think we stop here. Our time is running, so do the dedication. Yeah.
今天我们的课就上到这里，下堂课是下个星期天下午1:30。来，先我们做回向，回向就比较厚一点的小法本，32页。好，你也可以自己用英语做回向。 愿以此功德普及于一切，我等与众生皆共成佛道。愿此珍贵菩提心，未生令其速生起，以生令其不退转，辗转增上恒滋长。34面，勇猛文殊如宝了诸法，大行普贤菩萨亦如是。 未能随从彼等清净学，我将此等善根皆回向。 正如一切三十善士佛所赞种种回向中最甚，为行普贤行，我亦如是，将此善根个个皆回向。所以我们下个星期见，同样时间，同样地点，星期天下午1:30。 还有不要忘记了，刚才我们的通告，我们刚才有个通告，就是6月23日，7月23日，阳历，7月23日星期天傍晚6:30就在中心举行的。 仁波切的生日庆祝会，欢迎大家踊跃报名，哪里报名呢？ 4楼，我们的办公室报名，每一人收费是12元，包括节目，还有精彩的歌舞表演，<笑>我们中心的会员呈现的歌舞表演，我们中心的会员呢多才多艺，到时你们可以看到他们各种不同的才艺，所以欢迎大家报名。